It's 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. A police officer shot and injured a man at Dallas Love Field this afternoon. As KERA's Stella Chavez reports, police say the man and a woman were involved in a domestic dispute.
The incident happened outside the airport's baggage claim area. The man used rocks from nearby landscaping to attack the woman. That's when police tried to stop him.
One of our officers assigned here to the airport was alerted to the disturbance, came to the aid of the lady, and he was rushed by the gentleman with the rock.
That's Assistant Chief Randall Blakenbaker during a press conference at the airport.
The individual came toward him again, and so he discharged his weapon a number of times. That gentleman was struck and had to be transported to a local hospital.
Inside the airport, some people standing in security lines were startled and rushed through unchecked. Airport officials made everyone inside, employees and passengers, go out and back through security. Steve Wood was one of those passengers and had just ordered a beer.
I got about three drinks in, and I didn't have to pay for it because they kicked us all out, so it's all right.
Wood was there on a layover from L.A. to New York. He saw TV reports of the shooting at the bar.
There was just a mob of people trying to get through the hallway through the baggage area where the incident went down.
Love Field officials say there were several flight cancellations and more than two dozen delays. But everything is now back to normal and security lines are moving. The police officer who shot the man will be placed on administrative leave. Stella Chavez, KERA News.
The Texas Rangers are on fire. They've won six of their last seven games, and they've got the second best record in Major League Baseball. And as producer Gus Contreras reports, the fuel for that fire is a trio of precocious kids.
In three of the last 4 years, the Rangers have had the youngest player in the American League. First came Jurickson Profar, who's just back after 2 years off for an injury. Then came Rougned Odor, who's punched his way into the hearts of Rangers fans. And this year, it's 21-year-old Nomar Mazara. Waiting in a ballpark concession stand, Oscar Munoz likes what he sees.
They're, I think, one of the reasons why we're in first place right now, because they're pretty much producing a bunch, and it's helping out a lot. Since they're young, I mean, we have a bright future, so it's pretty fun knowing that we're going to have a pretty good future, hopefully.
Since being called up in April, Mazara's been a revelation. He's won back-to-back Rookie of the Month awards. No wonder his nickname is the Big Chill.
Gets this one well to left center field. That is way up the alley toward the bullpen. Goodbye! Nomar Mazara with his 10th home run of the year.
That's Rangers TV announcer Steve Busby calling the home run that tied Mazara for the team lead. And he's number two in batting average. It's not hard for Oscar Munoz to pick his favorite player.
Probably Mazara, because, man, he's just a great hitter so far. And I mean, nothing has slowed him down.
At second base, Odor has almost earned cult status for his fiery play and his dust-up with Toronto's Jose Bautista.
And Bautista goes after him, and Rugi pushes Bautista, and they're in a fight at second base. Rugi threw a couple of punches at Bautista, and the dugouts have emptied.
April Self loves every minute of it. She's even sporting a t-shirt that says The Punch.
It's Rougned Odor punching Jose Bautista.
Self says Odor was just standing up for his team.
Because Bautista deserved it. The bat flip and sliding into Rugi plays all out.
The punch earned Odor a 7-game suspension and opened the door for the third member of this trio. For years, Profar was known as the best prospect in baseball. Then came the shoulder injury. This is the first year he's been healthy since 2013. His 12-game hitting streak has given manager Jeff Banister a welcome headache. Profar's played second base, third, designated hitter, and even first, a position he'd never played before Tuesday night. And after the game, Banister cracked wise.
It looked pretty athletic. Looked like a shortstop playing first base. Nice stretch, looked calm. He looked like he'd been over there before.
Which could describe any of these three young stars in the making. For KERA News, I'm Gus Contreras.
With school in the rearview mirror, kids in North Texas are turning their brains off and enjoying the summer. But this week, some DISD students returned to the classroom in hopes of becoming more proficient at one of their passions, music. Hadi Mwagdi with KERA's Art and Seek takes us inside the Dallas Winds band camp to hear why these kids are taking a break from taking a break.
So we're getting ready to go into what's known as the drum circle or percussion lab. It's going to be a little loud in here.
That's Kim Campbell. He's the founder and executive director of the Dallas Winds, a symphonic band that's been performing for the past 3 decades. And he's giving a tour of the Dallas Winds band camp. The camp is one of the largest urban summer band camps in the country. And every year, around 600 middle school and high school students from around DISD attend the camp to work with professionals toward becoming better musicians.
Okay, everybody good? Let me hear that open G.
Ready, and play. You know, it's one thing for a child to play the trumpet, let's say, but then to actually be in the room with a professional musician playing the same instrument the child plays, that opens their eyes and you can see the light go on. It's like, oh, that's what I'm supposed to sound like.
That sounds pretty good. It does sound a little bit, maybe.
Desiree Velasquez knows exactly what it's like when the light turns on. The soon-to-be senior at Sunset High School plays clarinet and has attended this camp for the past 3 years. And Velasquez has seen firsthand how learning from the pros has helped her be a better musician and a leader within her own band.
What I learned here, I taught them at my school. So they became better clarinets because of that. And now they're here in the honors band. So I'm pretty proud of them.
John Shepherd is pretty proud too. Shepherd is the camp director, and he's the one who originally conceived of the camp. Shepherd, a teacher at L.V. Stockard Middle School, loves hearing about students sharing what they've learned. He hopes it doesn't stop after high school.
We're only 10 years in, but one day my goal is to see one of these campers come back in 20 years, and now they're a professional musician, and they're playing in the Dallas Winds, and so that's really the full circle of music education.
Campbell would also love if all the students became professional musicians, but he thinks they're getting something more important from this camp.
What we're really doing is helping these children with some life skills that will make them better citizens.
Alex Jett, a senior at Hillcrest High School, agrees. He says learning from the Dallas Winds and interacting with kids from other schools puts him in an excellent position.
Because it gives you the ability to walk into any band and read any music.
But how many of these kids really plan to play music in the future? Other seniors weren't positive if they continue to play after high school. So is classical music doomed to dribble away? Probably not, Campbell says.
Oh no, in fact, it's more alive than it's ever been. Because of the internet, there are more people listening to classical music worldwide than any time in history.
Put 8th grader Rita Salinas in that group. This is the second year that the confident young percussionist has attended this band camp. Salinas recognizes the merits of learning from classical music, but her favorite genres are rock and metal, which are better known for their bombastic sound.
Basically, they just take what you learn, but they add more energy into it, and they change the style.
But does she think she'll play percussion in the future?
I'd see myself playing rock music. I'm thinking about having orchestra into the rock band, like violins, little guitar.
No matter what she decides to play, it's sure to have drums, and it's sure to rock. Hadi Mawagdi, KERA News.
Students from Dallas Winds Band Camp will perform this Saturday at the Meyerson Symphony Center. For details, visit artandseek.org. And for the evening, partly cloudy skies. Should be a low around 75. Tomorrow, sunny, a slight chance for showers with a high near 91. It's currently 91 degrees in Dallas and 93 in Fort Worth. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.